Welcome to 101 Stage Adaptations. I'm your host, Melissa Schmitz. I'm a theater artist and arts administrator, and I wrote my first stage adaptation when I was 22. Now I'm interviewing playwrights about their own adaptations, their creative process, and how they make it all work. So, since it's March, and March is one of the months of the playwright marketing binge, who's in the binge this month? Message me, let me know. I thought I would replay a key part of my conversation with Patrick Gaybridge from episode 18, titled Playwright Marketing. This is the part of our conversation where he gives tip after tip, basically a step-by-step guide for what to do and not do to improve your play submissions and how to build a better reputation for yourself. You'll definitely want to take notes for this one. Enjoy. For people who are feverishly submitting and hustling and self-promoting, but they feel like they're not really getting any traction despite all this time and energy they're putting into marketing themselves, what advice do you have for them?
That's a very good question. I think first advice is take a deep breath and make sure you're not being a pain in the ass to people. Sometimes that can happen. You know, like I'm just going to call and I'm just not going to take no for an answer. And sometimes you have to take no for an answer. Because while you can't just leave your script in a drawer. Also, you can't just knock on someone's door at midnight and say, I want you to read my script. Cause that's not going to get you what you want either. So I think that's one thing. And then I think, you know, if you've really been sending stuff out and I think, you know, it's important to track kind of what you're sending a little bit. So at least I track everything really closely, but I'm numbers obsessed. So that's just my own problem. But I think it's good to know, you know, if you send a script out and you're just not getting anything from it, you know, be real, get someone to read it and who can give you some honest feedback, you know, or hire a dramaturg or, you know, make sure you're submitting to the right places. Even if you're feverish about it, and making sure you're aiming in a way that can get you the development time that you need. It takes a while to grow a career. I mean, there are people, you know, there are a few. I heard a story the other day. I was at a panel and like this guy got out of grad school and then boom, 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 suddenly staffing a TV show. He's got something running off Broadway. And I was like, that's great. It's kind of too bad that a lot of people are going to hear that story and think, oh, wow, that could happen to me. Because it's not because it just happened to this guy. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have to take the same route everybody else takes, which is a long road. And the other thing I think to remember is that everybody's path is different. So it's great. You should listen to all these podcasts and with all these people and really get a sense of how they went about it. And then don't try to do what they just did. Figure out what's special about you and your writing. And again, find the companies that you love that are doing work that just blow you away. I did that in Boston. There was this company, Rough and Tumble, that was doing this really physical work. I really wanted to work with them so badly. You know, and I got to know the director and, you know, but I went to all their shows. And they knew I went to all their shows. And then I talked to them and we became friends. And then they did a reading of mine. That didn't work out. And then they finally did a play. And it wasn't like a marketing thing. It was I love what they do. I really want to work with these people. And then they got to know me and they liked me too. A lot of times that's the way it works, right? But I think that's not ambition. That's figuring out what it is you like and finding it. And then those people can match up with you. I think plays and places, the same thing. Like I found this market, these institutions find these things that they want and I like making them and we're really good at it, you know, and it's a good thing. And so, but that's not the right path for everybody by any means. I mean, it's been a helpful path for me. But there's things that we've gotten to happen that I'm like, yeah, don't try this at home. It looks hard, but it's not nearly as easy as it looks. You know, a lot of it, and just a lot of it is luck. A lot of it is just saying yes to a lot of stuff. I know Kate Snodgrass at Boston Playwrights used to say that to people. She's like, you know, I just say yes to everything for a while. And I'm that way. And now I'm getting to the point where I need to put a sign on my desk that says, just say no. Cause I, I always want to do everything. But when you're starting out, that's not your option. It's like, try yes to a lot of things, find the things that resonate with you and your work, and, you know, give the universe an opportunity to steer you in that way. I think you got to get lucky.
Yes. So we're going to have luck. We're going to do the playwright submission binge. We're going to apply for appropriate opportunities. We're going to see shows and introduce ourselves to other theater makers at shows and opening night parties. We're going to post on social media when we're at a show. We're going to tag the theater company and say, I'm seeing this show tonight. I'm really excited for it. And we're going to talk about how much we like it, if we actually like it. We're just going to say we went if we didn't like it.
Exactly.
And,
that's all you got to say.
We're not going to be a pain in the ass.
We're going to be of service.
Are there any other marketing? Are there any other marketing tips that you can offer us?
Boy, any other, that seems like a pretty big bucket of stuff. I think if you did all that, you know, I mean, it helps to write good plays too, right? I mean, that's I always kind of say that's kind of the secret, the super secret.
That's
thing.
A like, given.
You know, it feels like a given, right? But sometimes it's easy to get kind of lose track of, like, suddenly you're focused on this big bucket of marketing stuff. You're like, oh yeah, don't forget, you know, you got to keep getting better at this stuff. Because you're, if you're just starting out, you're probably not very good at this, you know, and you can't allow yourself to think that when you're starting. You know, we live in an art form that depends a lot on a blindness to what's going on. Like when you're in a show, like you have to believe it's good, right? And it's going to succeed at some point. You're in the bubble, right? You're in the bubble where, you know, opening might break that bubble for you. But until you get there, you have to have both a certain critical eye, but also the bubble that just believes, yes, we're going to make this happen. Every once in a while, you need to be able to make sure you're with some people who can pop your bubble and say, oh, okay, you need to get better at this. So I think that's something you need to acquire. But again, so how do you have both? Like, how do you have the bubble that allows you to keep going and the other one to say, okay, it's okay that I'm not wildly successful because I really have only been doing this for 3 or 4 or 5 years and I haven't been doing it for 20 years. When you're doing it for 25 or 30 years and you're still beating your head against the wall, that often happens to me. You're like, oh man, I should have more other success maybe. But I don't know. Then you just learn patience. You understand that's a very long game. Patience. I think to be kind to yourself is not a bad thing to remember as you're starting out, that you're going to make mistakes. It's going to take a lot of work and it'll be frustrating a lot of the time. But when it's great, it's really, really great.
Thank you for listening to this episode of 101 Stage Adaptations. If you liked it, I hope you'll follow or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and you'll be notified every time a new episode drops. 101 Stage Adaptations is produced by me, Melissa Schmitz, with the help of Hello Podcast Media. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time.